attain happiness, that the more eagerly a man struggles to reach it, the further he departs from it, if he takes the wrong road. For, since this leads in the opposite direction, his very swiftness carries him away all the further. We must therefore first define clearly what it is at which we aim. Next, we must consider by what path we may most speedily reach it, for on our journey itself, provided it be made in the right direction, we shall learn how much progress we have made each day, and how much nearer we are to the goal towards which our natural desires urge us. But, as long as we wander at random, not following any guide, except the shouts and discordant clamours of those who invite us to proceed in different directions, our short life will be wasted in useless meanderings, even if we labour both day and night to get a good understanding. Let us not, therefore, decide our destination and path without the advice of an experienced person who has explored the region which we are about to enter, because this journey is not subject to the same conditions as others, for in them some distinctly understood track and inquiries made of the natives make it impossible for us to go wrong. But here, the most beaten and frequented tracks are those which lead us most astray. Nothing, therefore, is more important than that we should not, like sheep, follow the flock that has gone before us, and thus proceed not where we ought, but where the rest are going. Now, nothing gets us into greater troubles than our subservience to common rumour, and our habit of thinking that those things are best which are most generally received as such, of taking many counterfeits for truly good things, and of living not by reason, but by imitation of others. This is the cause of those great heaps into which men rush till they are piled one upon another. In a great crush of people, when the crowd presses upon itself, no one can fall without pulling someone else down upon him, and those who go before cause the destruction of those who follow them. You may observe the same thing in human life. No one can merely go wrong by himself, but he must become both the cause and adviser of another's wrongdoing. It is harmful to follow the direction of those who go before us. And since everyone would rather believe another than form his own opinion, we never pass a deliberate judgment upon life, but some traditional error always entangles us and brings us to ruin, and we perish because we follow other men's examples. We should be cured of this if we were to disengage ourselves from the herd, but as it is, the mob is ready to fight against reason in defence of its own mistake. Consequently, the same thing happens as at elections, where, when the fickle breeze of popular favour has turned round, those who have been chosen consuls and praetors are viewed with admiration by the very men who made them so. That we should all approve and disapprove of the same things is the end of every decision which is given according to the voice of the majority. When we are considering a happy life, you cannot answer me as though after an election. This view has most supporters, because for that very reason it is the worse of the two. Matters do not stand so well with mankind that the majority should prefer the better course. The more people do a thing, the worse it is likely to be. Let us therefore inquire, not what is most commonly done, but what is best for us to do, and what will establish us in the possession of undying happiness, not what is approved of by the crowd, the worst possible exponents of truth. By the crowd, I mean both those who wear woolen cloaks and those who wear crowns, for I do not regard the colour of the clothes with which they are covered. I do not trust my eyes to tell me what a man is. I have a better and more trustworthy...